Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
One of our listeners, Dave Ullivan, we do this once a month. We get a listener to review an upcoming television show. I haven't seen The Littlest Groom, David, and I hear that it is a show about a dwarf man or a little man. They prefer to be called little people, and a lot of little people women. And he decides which one he wants to marry, and in the middle of it, they introduce a tall woman or something, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, the show is on the Fox, you know, television show. It's called The Littlest Groom, and then I saw some reviews, and I got to tell you, man, it is hilarious. It's a show about, you know, basically, it's The Bachelor, except they use dwarfs instead of regular-sized people, and, like, I want to tell you, it is hilarious. It's really funny.
All right, so Fox will have a show called The Littlest Groom, and it's this little man looking for true love among what? Other little women, right?
Well, you don't want to call them like little people or little man, little woman, because
my understanding is the proper respectful term is little people.
But it technically, though, it's dwarf or midget or midget. But that's the technical term, though. So I don't know if you want to do that or.
Well, okay, but aren't they little people? Anyway, go ahead.
Well, what he does, he'll think he'll be looking for a wife among like other dwarf, you know, like other dwarf people, and then he's going to find out, okay, that there is like a regular sized woman that they put in there too. Okay, I've seen some of the previews, man. It is hilarious how he's talking to all these dwarf women, and all of a sudden this regular sized woman comes out, and it's funny to see this guy who's like a dwarf, and then he thinks he can have like a regular sized woman. It's hilarious because you know. It's funny to see this little dwarf man think that he's going to have, like, a regular-sized woman, which there's not, no way, you know, is that going to happen, you know?
All right, can I stop you from, are you still at work?
Yeah, I'm still, we got two more oil changes to do, and then I'm knocking off for tonight. I got school tomorrow night.
Well, anyway, thank you for joining us while you're working. But I want to stop you, and I got to tell you what you're describing to me, this TV show on Fox is kind of breaking my heart a little bit. I mean, this poor man, I mean, in a world of people that he sees as peers, other women his size, and then without his knowledge, they introduce this regular-sized woman. I mean, it sounds like a little bit of exploitation, and it sounds like these little people are being laughed at for ratings. I mean, this guy who isn't the same size as the rest of the world, it sounds like he's being discriminated against, is the point.
Okay, but let me just hold you up there, Phil, because, like, first of all, Mr. Henry, I'm Mexican-American, and I have been discriminated against, like, you know, so many times, and I can assure you this show is about dwarfs. It's hilarious. I mean, it's truly hilarious. It's not discrimination.
This is a little, see what I'm saying? It's a little man.
No, it's not.
It's a dwarf, as you say, and other dwarf women. And little women are going through this bachelor thing and bachelorette thing, and the only reason why it's on is because they're unusual-looking people, and they bring in some regular-sized woman to further mock this man. This is, to me, discrimination. It's stereotyping a group of people different from the larger norm, and it makes fun of them.
Again, I've got to stop you right there, okay, because you're really not in an area as a white man that you know anything about, okay? I'm Mexican-American, and so because of that, I know about discrimination, and you can't discriminate against, like, a dwarf or anything or people like that. Discrimination is about being made fun of because you're Mexican or you're black or you're a Jew or you're, like, a lady or something like that. But a dwarf, I mean, dwarfs have been, we've had fun with dwarfs for so many years, you know. And when you see the show and, like, the people what are listening to your show like right now, it's hilarious. You know, you're going to laugh to see. One of the scenes, they do line dancing, and you see these dwarf people, like, doing line dancing. It's hilarious, man. You have to.
So, because you're a Mexican, you understand discrimination, and you can't discriminate against dwarfs, only Mexicans, blacks, and the traditional groups.
Yeah, I mean, you have to understand. You're a white man, okay? So you don't, like, know about discrimination like what I do or other Mexicans do or whatever. Dwarfs is different. It's funny, man. day. I mean, I'm not saying to be cruel to a dwarf, but also, you know, it is hilarious. And if you see it, I think you're going to like it, you know.
All right, hold on. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You said something, Dave, that I'm gonna hold you to. As a Mexican American, as an African American, as a Jewish person, you can be discriminated against, but not as a little person.
No, look. Let me explain something to you. Like, the first open heart surgery was done by a black guy. You know, not the first open heart, but the first heart surgery was done by a black guy. Okay. And I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, right, 1893. He was an African-American surgeon. He performed the first heart surgery, right.
Okay. And you know.
But he was an African-American. He's not Mexican.
But what I'm saying is, it's the same thing. If you Mexicans use what blacks did, we're proud of that, too, because it's the same. It's almost like the same thing, you know.
So in other words, if a black guy does something great, Mexicans are proud of it.
Because, yeah, I mean, we're all... It's not a lot, really different. But the point I'm trying to make is what has been done by the dwarfs or by the...
Let's call them little people just for the sake of making me happy, okay?
Okay, let's call them that. And what have the little people done? Have they invented the three-cycle engine? No. Did they invent the stoplight? No. Did they invent the surgery? No. The black... It did, you know, and so we're proud of that. I know I'm Mexican, but we Mexicans are proud of black stuff because, you know, of we're not lack aware of a lot of stuff that Mexicans did, but we do. We are aware of what blacks did.
David, you just said to me that dwarfs, little people, we can discriminate against them because they've never done anything like invent heart surgery or the three-cycle engine. Right?
Yes, sir.
Isn't discrimination where you just put down somebody because of their orientation, whether it be size or race, is it got nothing to do with what they do?
No, it's not putting them down, though. It's not the same.
It would be like if I said, we got a new show, it's called Hispanic Wedding, and we're going to have a camera in there, and we're going to watch a bunch of Mexican-Americans do the Mexican hat dance and wear purple tuxedos, and it'll be like, what's interesting about that?
I don't understand what you mean.
In other words, why would I do a show like that?
Why would you do a show like that?
The only reason to do a show like that is so people could kind of check out the funny-looking purple tuxedos on the Mexicans and the press-on nails, right? And
well, I mean, like, you want to start putting down women. I mean, that's, you know, I don't know why you would do that. You know,
I'm not putting them down. I'm saying, what if I stereotyped Mexicans that way and said, okay, here's Mexican wedding. Why would people...
But that's not funny. The dwarf wedding is funny. That's what I'm trying to say to you. It's not funny to look at Mexicans getting married. It's funny to see a dwarf wedding. I mean, my God, it's hilarious. Also, if you look...
Well, it might be funny to some people to see a bunch of Mexican chicks with the Aquanet hair. And
well, okay, but it's not. I'm telling you, it's not funny. It's not funny to see that. But the dwarf wedding on the Fox TV show, man, God... It's pretty good. You got to check it out. I mean, you really need to check it out.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Dave Oliva. There's a new show on Fox called The Littlest Groom. It's about a little man, and he wines and dines a bunch of little women to see which one is going to become his, you know, his wife or his main squeeze, and they throw in a regular-sized woman unbeknownst to him. The whole thing sounds a little discriminatory. It doesn't sound discriminatory so much as exploitive. Dave says you can't exploit or discriminate against dwarfs or little people because they didn't do the stuff that blacks and Mexicans have done. 1-800-449-8686. Let me just get you. I got to ask you something. The other comment you made that is irking me, man, is you say I got nothing to say about it because I'm white?
Well, yeah, because look, you're white, so you can't even talk about discrimination. You don't know anything about it. The black and the Mexican, yeah. You leave it to me, okay? I'll tell you what's discrimination, and you just, I mean, and you insulted our people, too.
And how?
By saying purple tuxedos and Aquanet hair and all of this stuff, you're trying to make fun of us? That's a good fight, man. I mean, what I'm trying to say to you is, You know,
well, you got the little midgets on TV and laughing at how they line dance.
But they didn't invent nothing. It's what I'm trying to say.
Well, you know, Dave, I suspect a lot of people probably agree with you. Little people, I mean, why not make fun of them? They're small. They can barely defend themselves. It's very cowardly, man. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The new show is The Littlest Groom. Dave says it's funnier than hell watching all these little dwarves walking around and drinking wine, and the little man's going to pick a little woman, and then they throw a big woman into it. And as far as Mexicans and blacks are concerned, they're the ones that are truly discriminated against. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Get a piece of fat and slide off. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The show's called The Littlest Groom, and it's about dwarves dating each other. And I have Dave Oliva on the line. Dave, you've said that you think that the show is funny, that it's not discriminatory, and yet you say that, you know, as a Mexican, you'd be offended if they did some Mexican show about dating.
Yes, sir, I would. And I don't know what your whole problem is about. Everybody knows that dwarfs are funny. I mean, I don't mean to be cruel, but everybody knows they're funny. What's the problem?
No, not everybody knows they're funny. Not everybody knows they're funny. A lot of people, a lot of really limp-brained, limp-penises people do.
Limp-penis?
Well, you know what, man? It's cruelty is what it is. You go to Rachel. Hello, Rachel. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I just, I was driving and I was listening to what the caller had to say, and I've never been that amazed at just blatant ignorance in my entire life.
Well, are you talking about me or Mr. Henry? Because
David, whoever the guy is who's called in.
That's me. My name's Dave Oliver. I was watching the show because they told me to look at the show to say what it looks like, and it's hilarious.
Well, I've seen the previews for the show. I haven't actually seen the show, but I would have to agree with Phil that it seems very harsh and very discriminatory, and I think it's kind of embarrassing that television has gone to the level that it has when reality TV has gone to such an extreme that they have to.
See, I'm Mexican, and I know what discrimination is, and to have the white whole, I mean, I like Phil, he's a good guy, but he's white, you know?
You know, I what really does he know about it? See, what does he know about it? How you know what discrimination truly is. We had every right to discriminate against you tonight listening to your comments, and
do you hate Mexicans?
No, I love
Mexicans. Well, what are you talking about?
What I'm saying is that we really need to, I think all of us have been discriminated against at some point in our life.
Haven't you ever, don't you think dwarves are funny to look at? I mean, I don't understand how.
Look at their people, man. They're people.
Well, funny to look at.
I mean, how can you say dwarves are funny to look at?
Because they are. I mean, if you discriminate against me, you're racist.
Well, that may be your personal opinion, but it certainly is not an argument for.
Ma'am,
I mean, it doesn't even prove. It's just a crazy argument.
Ma'am,
it doesn't
right now, there's no good comedy shows on TV, especially since Jamie Foxx went off the air. Right? The Married Dwarf show is hilarious. It's the best comedy show.
Television in general is in a sorry state, I believe, and I think that.
Some good shows like Punk'd was good. They took Punk'd off the air. Jackass was good. They took that off the air.
I don't see how you can say that we as white Americans don't know what discrimination is.
Come on. When has anybody said you can't come in here, you can't use the bathroom because you're white? Yeah, right. That's never happened to you. Okay.
Not in this country, but
I bet if you watch The Little Groom, you'll laugh your ass off. Because The Little Groom
I doubt it.
So funny, man. Carrot Top.
I think I find some humor in more simpler things in life.
It's hilarious.
To laugh at someone's predicament, which they cannot help from birth.
Well,
I mean, I agree with Phil.
When you see the dwarfs line dancing, you laugh your ass off. I swear, it's hilarious.
When you see the dwarfs line dancing.
The only other funny thing that was on TV was the Carrot Top PBS comedy special. That was hilarious. And the Jamie Foxx's show is hilarious.
I wonder what kind of household you grew up in, and I wonder what kind of training you've had. You sound I don't even know your age, but you sound extremely immature, and like there's your intuitive power is just amazingly below minimum.
You're using a lot of big words just to make the Mexican look stupid, but
many intelligent Mexican Americans.
What big words?
I have so many intelligent Mexican Americans that I know would be embarrassed by your comments tonight.
Look, I sure hope the midgets get it. And you said predicament? The midget's going to get laid. What predicament is that? Oh my God, I can't believe it.
All right, look at Rachel. You did a pretty decent job trying to get through to this idiot. And
who's the idiot?
You are, man. Thank you very much for calling. Predicament, huh? The guy's going to get laid.
Hey, if you saw some of the midget, and
what's a midget?
That's the proper term I was telling you. You say it's little people, it's midget, or they're midged.
Get out of here, you fruit. And what do you mean if I saw some of them?
They're hot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They are, man. Some of those midget chicks are good looking. And I'm not discriminating against them at all. I want to follow their lives, you know, see what's going on, everything like that. Follow them around. Do they live like in the hole in a tree? Or, you know,
you're an idiot.
Do they live like in a hole in a tree?
That's Dave Oliver with The Littlest Groom. It's on the Fox TV network, and it's a bunch of dwarf people, and they, you know, for your amusement and for your entertainment. I saw the guy on TV today, the guy that created it, and he's very proud of it. He's very proud. He feels like he's empowering dwarfs. Maybe he is. Maybe the cat is. And maybe the fact that he threw in a regular-sized chick is just, hey, you know, there might be some women that are hot for dwarf guys. Wait a minute. What do you want now?
By the way, Mr. Andy, the correct Spanish word for midget is pronounced Oompa Loompa. Yeah. By the way, Baba Booey.
What an ass. Dave Oliver, that's the last time I give that guy a job to go watch some TV show. Yeah, I thought it was perfect for him. All right, anyway, you guys watch it, man. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. You know, laugh at the little people, laugh at the midgets. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you're real proud of it there, pal, whatever your name is, Eric something or other, Eric Dunghead or something. Yeah, yeah. You're empowering the little people, right? Well, maybe you are, dude. Maybe you are. You know, it'd be cool is just to, like, throw a few into a sitcom, put a couple in a drama show, have them in a movie.